Do you remember Bridgegate? This was the New Jersey political scandal that marked really the beginning of the end for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's presidential hopes. Well, it also ended in the criminal convictions of three members of his administration. Today, the so-called Bridgegate scandal goes before the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg says given the court's recent record in public corruption cases, there's every expectation it will throw out these convictions as well.
911, what's your emergency?
It was September 9th, 2013, the first day of school, and unbeknownst to the public, officials appointed by New Jersey Governor Christie had ordered closed two of three access lanes from Fort Lee, New Jersey, onto the George Washington Bridge. The result, for 4 days, was chaos.
Fort Lee traffic is a nightmare. GW Bridge is totally gridlocked.
911, what's your emergency?
At the tow booth to the George Washington Bridge, there's a woman stopped in her car. Everybody's
10-4. We're getting calls from irate motorists.
Now, the George Washington Bridge, which connects New York and New Jersey, is the busiest bridge in the world, with 250 to 300,000 vehicles crossing each day. So when two of Fort Lee's three access lanes were closed, the gridlock was so serious that even paramedics answering 911 calls had to abandon their ambulances to walk with whatever equipment they could carry. In the end, it turned out that officials appointed by the Republican governor had ordered the lane closing to punish the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee for refusing to endorse Christie for re-election. Governor Christie professed ignorance and embarrassment.
I apologize to the people of Fort Lee.
He was not prosecuted, but his poll ratings plummeted, never to recover. And three public officials close to him were convicted of fraud in the scandal that came to be known as Bridgegate. One pleaded guilty, two others were tried, convicted of fraud, and sentenced to prison. William Baroni, the deputy director of the Port Authority, which runs bridges and tunnels in the New York area, and Bridget Ann Kelly, Governor Christie's deputy chief of staff. She famously texted during the gridlock, "Is it wrong that I'm smiling?" She has consistently maintained that she was essentially the fall guy for Christie.
I will not allow myself to be the scapegoat in this case, and I look very much forward to the appeal.
Today she'll be at the Supreme Court, where her lawyers will argue that her actions and those of Baroni were driven by a political motive. And while that may not be attractive, it is not fraud. If Kelly can go to jail for her actions in Bridgegate, they say there's no limit to who could be prosecuted. A mayor who orders pothole repair on one street instead of another in order to reward her political supporters, or a staffer who requests an environmental review in order to placate a lobbying group, or a state official who appoints a friend to a position calling him the best qualified when he is not. Basically, Kelly's lawyers argue that if she didn't profit personally, there was no crime. But the government sees the case very differently. It's not Kelly's political motives that are the issue, the government says. It's the use of public funds and property to carry out the cover-up and the plot. The jury found that in order to hide the true purpose of the lane closing, Kelly and Baroni created a phony traffic study and assigned public employees to gather information for it. In addition to the money paid to those employees for their time, the government says thousands more in taxpayer funds were paid out to toll collectors on the bridge because of dislocations caused by the lane closing. Now, all this may sound like hair-splitting, but when it comes to white-collar crime and political corruption, the modern-day Supreme Court has made it increasingly difficult to prosecute wrongdoers. In recent years, for instance, the Supreme Court has thrown out multiple convictions for public corruption. In some cases, the court has all but eviscerated broad statutes aimed at ensuring the honest services of public employees. As a result, federal prosecutors have increasingly relied on anti-fraud statutes instead. So a loss in the Kelly case could strip prosecutors of yet another tool for fighting wrongdoing by public officials. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.